God's desire for submission in our lives, the way we were born, rebellion, and the ultimate sin of pride, which is what disqualifies us from rewards at the judgment seat of Christ, and what, as we'll see in our class as we go through the pages of Proverbs, makes life difficult. What we see is Proverbs is all about living life God's way or man's way. God's way is wisdom. God's way is entered through submission. He saves us, and we choose to clothe ourselves with humility. However, man's way, which is our fallenness, which is actually Satan's way, because there's only God's way or Satan's way, but all of humanity is fallen and become a part of Satan's domain, is foolishness, rebellion, headed toward destruction, living in pride. There are 31 chapters in Proverbs, so if you want to, you could read one chapter every day. And if you really want to grow in wisdom, you could read Proverbs through every month. But we're exploring the book of Proverbs. And in the next slide, pride was the first sin as Lucifer challenged God. Pride is the ultimate sin. And listen, all conflicts, all fights, all troubles that we have in life flow downward from pride. That's why this is so important, and that's why our study is so crucial. Let's turn our Bibles to Isaiah 14, and I want to show you, before we read our theme verse in Proverbs, I want to show you the connection that pride has to Satan. Isaiah 14, and we're going to start reading in verse 12. How you are fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of morning. How you are cut down to the ground, you who weakened the nations. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will also sit on the mount of the congregation on the farthest sides of the north. Verse 14, the fourth I will. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. Number 5, I will be like the Most High. Verse 15, yet you shall be brought down to Sheol. Lucifer, the greatest, highest, most intelligent, powerful, created being of God, becomes Satan, God's adversary. Now listen, the Bible says that we can go from Satan's domain. Jesus said this in the Gospel of John, you are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. When we are born into this world, we're born into Satan's family. And we are hardwired to be like him. That's called our fallen, fleshly nature. We are rebellious against God, and anyone that rebels against God is headed toward destruction. And the characteristic that drives us and kind of flavors all of our relationships is pride. But the new creation we are in Christ, our regeneration, our salvation, instantly at the moment of salvation, Jesus Christ moves into us and we become the wisdom of God. We have his wisdom. We want to submit to him and resist the rebellion. We want to live out our salvation and no longer act like we're headed toward destruction and life doesn't matter. And we clothe ourselves with humility. The next slide tells us, only in Christ is true relief found from pride. His mind is that of a bondservant, and his confession was written down. On chapter 4 and verse 34, it says, Jesus said to them, he's talking to those who are questioning him, my food is to do the will of him who sent me. To do the will of him who sent me. That's submission. Jesus submitted to the Father. A servant does the will of another. Jesus said, I am a servant to God the Father as God the Son. Look at chapter 5, verse 30. It's this, I can of myself do nothing. As I hear, I judge, and my judgment is righteous, because I do not seek my own will, but the will of the Father who sent me. I do not seek my own will. That's humility. but the will of my Father who sent me. That's seeking God's glory. Jesus embodies the only relief that we could ever know from our fallen, sinful pride that we were born with. Then one more, John chapter 6. And if you're following along in your Bible, I have all these marked, see, because I need constant reminders that I didn't come here to do what I want to do. I came to do the will of my Father in heaven, of my Lord, and of my Redeemer. And Jesus said this in John 6 and verse 38, I have not come down from heaven to do my own will, but the will of him who sent me. Jesus is the one who leads us into the humility that pleases God. In